This is Sportsman Spotlight with Matt and Tom.
A new bill passed that sounds like good news for elk hunters and ranchers. Recently, 13th District State Representative Tom Dent from Moses Lake had a bill pass off the floor that addresses problems with elk in Kittitas County. Here's Representative Tom Dent with an update on the bill to explain.
It's House Bill 1353, and it has to do with creating a special pilot project in Kittitas County for elk management issues, simply because our elk population in Kittitas County has grown to well over 6,000, and the management population is around 4,500. So we obviously have problems with them coming into the farmers and ranchers' fields, into the hay barns, into their yards, and also all over the highways. And it's been kind of a dangerous situation. So we gave the Fish and Wildlife some additional tools to manage the elk population. We passed the bill off the floor 96-1. And it's now headed towards the Senate. We'll hear it in the Senate here probably in a couple weeks.
The bill addresses issues with the Clackam herd and will launch a new project directed by the Department of Transportation and Department of Fish and Wildlife. The goal is to reduce elk collisions on highways by increasing hunting as well as livestock grazing to attract elk away from the roads. More than 60 elk were killed in collisions in 2016. Representative Dent said in a news release, it's a public safety issue along Interstate 90. This sounds like great news if you love to hunt elk in the state. The unit surrounding Kittitas County might be a good place to start for putting in for your next elk hunt, considering that there's a pretty dense elk herd in the area.
You've just heard Matt Rice with Sportsman Spotlight. If you've got a new hunting or fishing product in the industry and you'd like to share with the general public, feel free to contact us at sportsmanspotlight.com.